Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, it's Muck and Fun Day. It's also the sixth day. Oh, no, it ain't. It's Tuesday, by God. Oh, that's right. I didn't go up yesterday. Today is Turncoat Tuesday. It's the sixth day of September 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 80 degrees here, 4,200 feet in High Cascades of Northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 93 degrees today for the climate basin. The other day it was like 94, 95, and 1% humidity. It is so fucking dry here. I don't know how, shit, what happens if you don't ever get any goddamn water. I guess we'll find out. Anyway, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Trudeau says restrictions and mandates will be reimposed in Canada this fall and winter if a 90% three times vax compliance target is not met. I think you're going to get a fuck you, but we'll look at it anyway. We'll be right back.
The same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shady looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer could get you undone. Say love ain't the same on the south side of town. You could look, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same old song.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Trudeau says restrictions and mandates, hello, Canada. Oh man, you can, I guess you can have restrictions and mandates on you. Trudeau says strict restrictions and mandates will be reimposed in Canada this fall and winter if a 90% times three vaccine compliance target is not met. This is from Substack. It was sent in by Galen for discussion. I'm from thetrenchesworldreport.com. The Canadian Manchurian candidate prime minister whose science background starts and ends with a previous profession as a substitute drama teacher is now threatening PSYOP-22 lockdowns. Well, I mean, I guess this is something to think about until the time comes, but you're definitely going to have to make a decision on this one. This PSYOP that ordered millions of death vax, and I mean, this is in goddamn bold, uppercase, and I mean, it's slammed in there. Death vax boosters that he needs to inject into as many duped Canadians' arms as possible for the wanting, Great Reset depopulation and control program, must be stopped at all costs. Where in the Canadian Constitution does it give anyone in government the right to not just force EUA? Yes, there will forever be an emergency. Experimental eugenics injections, but any medical procedure whatsoever. Well, there ain't. That's a basic violation of human fucking rights. That's your violation of your rights as a human being. Those are natural fucking rights that no government grants you. I mean, like our, they call ours God-given rights. I mean, they say God-given. I mean, this isn't government-granted fucking rights. The government can't fucking take control of that part of your life. They'd be treating you like a goddamn animal, wouldn't they? Am I missing something here? Wouldn't they be treating you like a herd animal, like a fucking cow and a herd of cows? Out there, well, we're going to vaccinate this one. Just sit still, you know. I don't think any fucking authority ever existed upon this planet. It's if you're coming to kill me, I'm going to try and kill you back. That's just all there is to it. It's equal. It's right. It's what a person should do. Okay. There is no possible way the indigenous production of toxic spike proteins could ever confer immunity or enunciation of symptoms. This is clearly a slow kill bioweapon and nothing more. As such, the Canadian government and all of the other governments pushing these injections are wholly illegitimate, and this is criminal. Oh, duh. Duh. Hey, if the fucking world stands back and 7 billion says it's criminal, I mean, fuck the rest of them. Of course it's criminal. Any attack upon your fucking person is fucking criminal. These WEF and UN puppets must all be indicted and, I love this, indicted and prosecuted by who? By who? That's all I'm asking, each and every one of them. By who? You're not going to indict. You're not going to prosecute. You got to win your fucking independence first. You got to have that Bill of Rights codified as the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable fucking law of your country. And then you can and give yourself the right to fucking kill if necessary to enforce it. Then you can tear their asses up. Put your common law courts in fucking place. You do it, not them. They're not their courts. They're your courts. Of course, they're going to put every advantage to them that because they want to kill your dumb ass. They want to kill 8 billion fucking people off this goddamn planet. And if you let them go forward with it without fucking trying to stop them, they're going to wipe some fucking people out, no doubt about it. But I'm going to fight. That's all, you know, I guess that's all we can do is speak for our fucking selves anymore. Because you don't know fucking who's doing what or who just ain't got the fucking cojones for the fucking project. Who would just watch their fucking kids be killed? Well, at least I'll live 3 more days longer. I mean, it is so sickening out there. This whole phony-ass coronavirus bullshit. Coronavirus does not fucking exist, never existed, never isolated. Everybody knows it. But I mean, they're going to come with another push here on their imaginary thing that doesn't, they won't give, hey, give us the goddamn, fucking isolation study. Why wouldn't you? I mean, if this fucking was legit. This is a goddamn propaganda program. I mean, this has gone out of control 2 or 3 fucking times when it should have been fucking, the people who were behind it should have been sitting in a fucking goddamn jail cell, waiting to be fucking hung for fucking mass murder. But in the hell no, they're going for fucking the hell. We're going for some more. Hey, they ain't killed us yet. We better see how many more we can kill. And I think that's the program here. Because we have plenty of people to wipe them clear off the fucking planet. So if they're going to want to kill all of us that they can before we make that attempt to fucking wipe their ass out, before they've stepped over the line, before they've tripped the fucking trigger. They're going to try and kill all of us they can because there's less of us that are killing them, but they ain't going to come close, and they know it. But, I mean, this should be as no surprise to anybody. And the fucking, yeah, exactly right, the person who wrote this. The very notion that someone has control over your fucking custodial part of your fucking body. You think back in the fucking days gone by, you know, if you had pandemics and stuff in the town and stuff, you know, quarantines and stuff where the local doctor and all the people that were trying to stop the goddamn, you know, whatever, the smallpox, whatever the hell it was, were out, you know, putting quarantine signs outside the city. I mean, were doing it with their own fucking hands because they could see it and they knew what was happening. Now, nobody had to tell them to fucking do that. This is such a phony-ass fucking goddamn, this COVID-19, it never existed. It never existed. That's why it couldn't, it existed, you wouldn't have to tell fucking people what to do. They'd be doing whatever they had to fucking do, wouldn't they? But that, I mean, they're fighting you on it? You're having to threaten them? To make them fucking take this goddamn kill agent, which is really the only thing killing anybody on this planet? 6 million people already fucking dead? Hey man, they gotta go for all they can, people. Remember that. Because sooner or later the worm turns and we come back after them, and then how many do they gotta face? How much fucking, firepower can they buy? I think they already know they can't buy enough. Their only hope is that we're fucking retarded. And we'll just keep on doing this shit right now until we fucking just drop over dead. Well, bury me. At least I'm out of this fucking mess. Oh.
And they're trying to push a fifth shot, Henry.
Oh shit, really? I know, I hear you, brother. Push a fucking flu shot. Just the very idea of it. You know, they tried to push forced vaccination. They've talked about it. You know, you've listened to it for years, just like I have. Talk about forced vaccination. You never get, we can't get forced vaccinations in the United States. Everything has to be voluntary because they have the right to due process of the law, and we can't just order them about like subject slaves. Then all of a fucking sudden, like, here comes fucking Obama. Not to say that others haven't done it in the past. But I mean, we're getting kind of a hum there somehow. Like I said, we had, like with Obama, you know, and the fucking 25 times, I do not have the authority to grant DACA to these fucking foreign invaders. 25 fucking times, the son of a bitch said, supposed to be a fucking constitutional law professor. I can't do it. I'm doing it. That means that you absolutely did with malice and forethought that which you knew you could not do, which was a violation of the fucking law. Yes or no? Just yes or no, Mr. fucking President? Or Mr. Obama? Look at the jury and tell them yes or fucking no. Did you say you couldn't do it 25 fucking times before you did it? Now let's look at the goddamn, I want to see your fucking authority to do it. Well, you can't show it, can you? Because it never exists, or you wouldn't have had to say 25 fucking times you couldn't do it. And 25 times you tried to suggest that the goddamn legislature could do it. They can't do it either. That ninth article stops it all. That ninth article says we the people are the custodians of our fucking selves. And you pricks ain't got nothing. You better take care of yourself, son of a bitch, because I'll skin you fucking alive standing there. Dumbass. You think you're going to kill me? We're going to kill each other. Let's do it. Anyway, these WEF and UN puppets must be all be indicated and prosecuted, each and every one of them. Fucking prosecute what? No, we have to wipe these son of a bitches off the table. We have to wipe their fucking asses out. And you people in Canada, you have to assert the Bill of Rights, just like our people did in Lexington and Concord. You got to come out with your fucking guns and say you're not going to take our fucking guns and you ain't going to run our fucking lives. You are not our goddamn fucking rulers, and we're not your fucking subject. Boom, 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 boom. But do we get that through your fucking head now? Write it down on a piece of paper and sign it. And then we'll ratify it across the land of Canada. Now that is the goddamn law of this land. You break it, you die. There isn't going to be no prosecute. How are you going to prosecute me? You ain't got no fucking law. I thought that was interesting. COVID app that detects a virus in your voice more accurate than lateral flow testing. You know, when you first read that, you just go, what the fuck? And, but the lateral flow test, I mean, fuck, it's no good. It's completely no good. Still start from the tip top here. There is no fucking COVID-19. There's nothing for a test to read. There's nothing for a test to detect. And then when you go to the lateral flow test, that PPS or whatever in the hell it is, you know that that fucking test is fucking worthless. It can't give you a fucking reading one way or the fucking other. It's worthless. There is no test for it. So now the test that there is not a test for, there's a better voice test for it. Fucking shit. You have to be really pretty fucking slow to believe on this one. Let's see here. This is from Telegraph, and it was sent in by Galen for discussion. I'm from thetrenchesworldreport.com. An app that can detect coronavirus. Now let's stop now that we've gone from COVID to coronavirus, flu. Well, it can, because that's what coronavirus is, the flu, you know, a cold. A cold, you've got a snotty nose, you're going to be a little hoarse, you know. That's all they're fucking talking here. They're trying to act like they got this thing down. Figure, oh, fucking bullshit. Everybody's voice is fucking different, you dumb fuckers. Anyway, I'll go ahead and read it for you. An app that can detect coronavirus in your voice has been developed in a major scientific breakthrough. The AI-powered technology is easier to use and more accurate than the lateral flow test. Scientists say, well, there's no lateral flow test because there is no COVID to test for. So far we've gone from horseshit to horseshit to more horseshit because you got to have something to start with, don't you? Or is that just, are we completely lost our train of fucking logical thought here? The mobile app takes less than a minute to flag positive cases and gives an accurate result 89% of the time. This is where it gets funny. 89% of the time and a negative cases 83% of the time. So you got something that'll fucking you push the right buttons and it almost pretends like it knows what it's doing, huh? Only problem is you got nothing to test for except for you got coronavirus to test for. Now, if this thing will tell you if you're hoarse or not, I'm sure it will. you sound a little hoarse this morning. But that's all they're fucking talking about here. Oh, you don't sound hoarse. So 89% of the time, 83% of the time, because when they started talking about it, they weren't talking about this COVID-19 that doesn't exist. They were talking about coronavirus, which is a simple fucking cold now, weren't they? They just think we're too stupid to catch that. 83% of the time. In contrast, the accuracy of the lateral flow test varies widely depending on the brand, and the nose and throat swabs are less good at picking up infectious people without symptoms. Well, they could have no symptoms. If they got a fucking cold, they got a cold. I mean, there's no test for COVID-19 because there is no COVID-19. COVID-19 doesn't exist. I mean, they're going to try it again. I mean, we're getting up to elections here. They're going to start saying it over. All we got to do, we outnumber them fucking 5,000 to 1. COVID doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't. We're not going for it. COVID-19 doesn't exist. You try to get them, we'll kill you. COVID-19 does not fucking exist. And you know it don't.
Henry.
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
They just were so up with their propaganda. I remember when they were telling people who had the pneumonia, you have COVID pneumonia.
COVID, exactly, man. Shit, I can call anything, and it makes it real. only the facts will not fit together to fucking support your hypothesis here, friends. The new app could be used to very quickly screen people for the bug before they attend mass events such as a concert and big sports matches. Now, there was another one article. I don't think I brought it up, but it was talking about airborne COVID. We got an airborne version of COVID. So make something down there to the lab, do you? Did you make another biological kill agent down there to the lab that you could spray on people? So when these idiots here open up their fucking mouth to go into the fucking fagball game, now you got something. They don't know what the fuck it is because you can't isolate COVID-19. It's impossible because it doesn't exist. But they might have put some fucking something nasty inside you to kill you. I mean, there's poisons, there are chemical poisons. And when you get to the goddamn hospital, of course they're going to diagnose it as COVID-19 because they get $30,000 for fucking diagnosing it as COVID-19. Of course they're going to do it. It wasn't arsenic or old lace. It was goddamn COVID, for Christ's sakes. Give us our money. I mean, the fact that they're going to push this again, I mean, they're milking this fucking country, and they're down until the tits starting to fucking, slack up on the milk coming out. It could also be deployed in poorer countries. Look out, poorer countries. Look out, poorer people. Look out, people in fucking Africa. Remember those people in Africa that found the fucking, was it oil or gold? I think it was gold. You better look out. They're going to come help you. You're poor. It could also be deployed in poor countries where gold, that's what it says, gold standard PC, I had to throw that in there, just kind of wink, wink, gold, get it, poor people, get it. It could also be deployed in poor countries where gold standard PCR tests are very expensive and often difficult to distribute and fucking, there can be no, actually don't work. They don't work at all. The guy who made the PCR test came on a fucking video before they killed him in November for the May opening of fucking COVID-19. And he said it couldn't fucking do it. He said it cannot be. In fact, it's been fucking proven that a goddamn virus cannot be detected, period. To say it can is a fucking lie.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever seen those videos, man, of those people? They were testing their PCR test, and they were testing Cokes, they were testing True, and everything came up positive.
Well, yeah, hell my goddamn shoe has it. You know, it's stupid. I mean, and for this many people, not to have shut this down in a hard way, I mean, body slammed this down. I mean, with the fucking evidence out there right in your fucking face. Is a testament to fucking the success of fucking communists dumbing down. All you have to be, I talked about how dumb those Chinese looked the other day. You have to be that fucking dumb before you could believe this shit, people. I hope the people listening are smarter than that, but you have to be that fucking dumb for you to believe this shit. It don't go together. It can't. You've been told better. Somebody tells you fucking something and you see it. I mean, somebody tells you the sun comes up in the morning. You watch the sun come up in the morning. The next day, somebody tells you the sun's going to come up. No, it ain't. Oh, it ain't going to come up because this person say, people are the weirdest fucking animals I've ever seen in my life. And you are fucking animals because you act like fucking animals. You act like goddamn retarded fucking animals. Yeah, okay, where are we at? The Dutch researchers say coronavirus, this isn't COVID-19, the coronavirus, I mean, see how they're trying to play words back and forth with each other? Coronavirus is what's been on the back of the goddamn Lysol can since the 40s. That means the goddamn common cold. The common cold, so we'll say it like it's supposed to be. The Dutch researchers say the common cold usually affects the upper respiratory tract and vocal cords. No. Really? Wow, how did you discover that? Leading to changes in a person's voice. No. No, you're shitting me, man. You guys, come on, quit it. You found all this stuff out in just one fucking day? I mean, look at the games they're playing with your fucking mind. The Dutch researchers say the coronavirus, that's the common fucking cold. It's not even a flu or anything. It's snot, and you know, you get a little snot, and you fucking get a little cough and a sore throat, and 3 days, it's gone. But you're talking coronavirus on the back. Go look at the back of a Lysol can. It's been there forever since I was a little kid anyway. Yeah, go ahead.
I got a question for you. Hey, do you think the flu is going to disappear again this year?
Yeah, I think it has to. I think it has to for them to have enough numbers. Or else they're going to reintroduce something else to make you sick. I mean, it could be a straight-up kill agent at this point. They're getting fucking desperate. I think that the whole COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Program, which it is a program because they got the They took the law away that stopped them from using propaganda on the United States people, and it's been a goddamn show ever since. And I think that the people are onto it, the fact that it's a show. I hear more and more people talking about people that have got fucking killed with that shot. And I think it's going to be fucking interesting to watch. But I think the people are going to say, shove it in your ass. I know I am. Users asked to record respiratory sounds. This is to fucking kill me. When I read it, it killed me. I know a little bit about recording things, you know, and I know a little bit about having a fucking cold, tell you the truth. The team decided to investigate whether it was possible to detect the novel virus in people's voice. The novel virus. Which one? You mean coronavirus, the common cold? Because that's what you're talking about. It's in the context of what you're fucking, what I'm reading here. Common cold. All right, let's see. The team decided to investigate whether it was possible to detect novel virus in people's voices. Why, guarantee goddamn to you is. I mean, you're going to get sound a little hoarse. You're going to sound, hell, I can listen to it over the radio and tell you if you got a fucking cold, if you got a goddamn sniffles. I mean, if you got, you know, got even if you got a goddamn, what the hell do they call it? An allergic reaction to something, you know, that, what the hell they call it? Come on, brain. Allergy. If you got an allergy, you can change your fucking voice. It'll change your voice. It'll change it. Dry your sinuses out. You're going to sound different. Guarantee goddamn tee it. And if all they got to do is have somebody sound different, oh, you got COVID-19, boy. Well, maybe they won't need all them COVID-19 cases, Dion. Come to think of it. When developing it, they used data from University of Cambridge crowdsourcing. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. It doesn't fucking exist. So quit fucking saying it, you son of a bitches. You know it don't exist. And you people who keep listening to it and repeating it are fucking retards. It does not exist. COVID-19 sounds app, shit, which contains 893 audio samples. Well, yeah, you could get one from, you get one from somebody who's 10 years old, get one from somebody who's 15 years old, get one from somebody who's 20, and women. And as opposed to men, boys opposed to girls, you could get all kinds of samples of people having a little scratchiness in their throat from a fucking goddamn cold that they have. But I think Dion's is right. I mean, that fucking they're going to milk it, Dion. I mean, they got to do everything they can. People are not buying this shit. I'm telling you right now. I've talked to a few people over the weekend, man. It just fucking. People are fucking frustrated and pissed is all I can tell you. But no, 893 audio samples from 4,352 patients, 308 of whom had tested positive for the virus. Fuck. You know what your numbers mean to us by this point, you fucking charlatans? You know what your goddamn numbers mean to us by this point? How many sheets of fucking toilet paper are we going to take to wipe them off our ass? That's what they mean. The app is installed on the user's mobile phone and the participants report some basic details about demographics, medical history, and smoking status. Yeah, your smoking status. I mean, goddamn, you think about what somebody's a heavy smoker as opposed to somebody that smokes nothing at all. If they had the same fucking voice, how much is it going to throw it off? And, hey, if it's off, man, it's going to be coronavirus. I mean, this. How are you going to fucking test this? How are you going to fucking test this? I mean, in the first place, you'd have to have a coronavirus to test it against, which you don't have. And now, I mean, well, a COVID-19 virus to test. See how they get you confused? I had a coronavirus.
Hey,
go ahead, brother.
Hey, you know what I really don't get? These people supposed to be so smart, but when they came out with this whole ordeal, I don't understand. Like, they didn't think people were going to talk when their loved ones got damaged by this murder, death, kill shot.
Well,
and they thought they were really going to get away with the propaganda.
Well, they did it on a international basis, and it was like the swine flu in the 70s. Now, people caught on quick. I think they got 10,000 killed before they made them just stop giving the fucking injection. But no, they knew that they would get caught. They just to what degree would they, because they've pumped millions of people in here from other fucking countries, remember? These are different cultures. I mean, you talk about a goddamn Petri dish. How many people are going to go for this fucking shit? How many people are going to fucking completely reject it? How many people can we convince? How many can we get to fucking take the shot before the numbers that are dying are burning in their fucking eyes and are saying no? And we're up to 6 fucking million on a world basis, man. That's a lot. 60,000 for the United States. That's 6 times what it took to get rid of swine flu. So I don't know. I think that's one of the other reasons for multiculturalism, because they sure as fuck poured it on from the 70s. Tell me they didn't. Let's see here. They are then asked to record some respiratory sounds, which include coughing 3 times, breathing deeply through their mouth 3 to 5 times, and reading a short sentence on the screen 3 times. The researchers used a voice analysis technique called MEL spectrogram. Analysis, which identifies different voice features such as loudness, power, and vibration. What that is, just like if you were recording and you're looking at the goddamn the wave coming out of your recorder, you know, where the peaks are, the volumes are, where the bass is, where the treb is. This is the biggest bunch of bullshit I think I've ever heard in my life. But I mean, hey, so you know what? Somebody's going to make a few $1 billion off this son of a bitch. You watch what I tell you. This is a complete fucking fraud. This is a goddamn, what would you compare it to? Fountain of youth, a machine that creates water that'll make you live forever. That's what this fucking is. And you know what? They'll sell it and it'll turn out, you know, everything's so confusing because they're going at it at so many directions that you can slip something in like this, make you a fucking, each person involved, make them, you know, $4 or $5 million and then not even be fucking noticed. Fucking stamped, paid for it, go on through, paid the fucking guy, and going, all they're fucking doing is taking goddamn recording devices that I use to record music, and then recording somebody's voice and looking at the goddamn, the sound wave, and then fucking seeing the peaks and hollows, you know, peaks and troughs, and they're, you know, maybe they'll measure between them, and what might have you, but, that's how you can tell pitch, you know. And it's they're just gonna fucking they're gonna stupefy them, and they fucking deserve it. Anyway, guys, we'll be right back. Take your brain. It's time to go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. It's bad for me, but anyway.
TV. Well, told me when to talk to me this part anyway. The newsman said not to sit on the streets on the beats. It's my life he's trying to save. Well, anyway, I found out that I got eye cancer. Too many kind of fishing waves. Well, anyway, the state of affairs and the state of emotion. Kind of thing that you must understand. I tell you one thing, you tell me another. We walk away, maybe then shake hands. But anyway, I think the past is behind us. You're real confusing and not. But anyway, I put all my hope in tomorrow. It's gonna be great, I can tell. But anyway, I see a new day is dawning. I like to get a little well. But anyway, it's a state of affairs, a state of emotion. The kind of thing that you must understand. I tell you one thing, you tell me another. We walk away, maybe then shake hands.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:40 Pacific time, and that was Blues Travelers with, but anyway, and I'm going to tell you, if that guy ever learns to play the harmonica, they are going to be something to behold. I love that song. And it makes me feel better about stupidity that I have to read about afterwards. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Vaccinations. There are no such thing as COVID-19 vaccinations. There are goddamn biological kill agents, but there is no such thing as a vaccination, according to the CDC's own website. For young children, off to a slow start as a few parents opt in. You think the people, that's like I was telling Dion earlier, they're going to try, they want to get every fucking one they can. They're not getting near what they thought they would. But they, at this point, man, they can't let up because they've killed so many fucking people. They got a goddamn, God, oh, Jesus Christ, somebody a quartering coming. You know, tie a horse to each leg and then whop the horses and rip the son of a bitch in four pieces. What they have done. Anyway, this is from Washington Examiner. It was sent in by Galen for a discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. There's no such thing as a COVID-19 vaccination. It's a fucking kill agent. For the youngest population in the United States are off to a slow start thanks to fewer opportunities to receive the shot. That's what it is, guys. And hesitancy. I think it's hesitancy. I think hesitancy should be the first fucking thing there, because everybody I know is scared to death, the son of a bitch. Or a lack of interest among parents to vaccinate their infants and toddlers. They're wanting to put that fucking shit in little tiny babies. That's goddamn, I mean, you talk about child, well, we sat here and we fucking put up with goddamn pedophiles across the fucking board. We've been doing it for fucking years. We know they're pedophiles. Just like that bitch, Maxwell, whatever the fuck her name is. She should be right now be fucking being waterboard. They should have every fucking name. They should have Bill Clinton. They should have every dirty motherfucker. They should have Donald fucking Trump. See if he fucked his daughter while he was there. They should have every sick one of those son of a bitches in goddamn custody awaiting fucking death. At any rate, fucking, among parents to vaccinate, but the people are just not wanting to do it for some reason. Wonder what it is. It's such a wonderful fucking thing, guys. And goddamn, they control the fucking internet. I mean, they've taken half of it down, the fucking Chinese, that these fucking dirty treasonous son of a bitches handed it over to. So you can't get an honest goddamn doctor on the goddamn subject to talk to you. Over 2 months since the Food and Drug Administration authorized COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist. Vaccines, there is no such thing as a COVID-19 vaccine. It is by definition of the CDC, it's a gene therapy, which is actually a fucking kill agent that fucking affects your heart mostly. Doses for children aged 6 months to 4 years old, just under 4% of infants under 2 years old, and a little over 6% of children 2 to 4 year olds. And you people that did it, you killed your fucking kids. You're stupid. What a decision to fucking make. Did you sit down? Did you think it over? That you said, well, my kid, nothing wrong with my kid. My kid's sitting there perfectly healthy, and I'm going to have him stick something in that I know kills people. I know it kills people. Did you do that? Anyways, 6 months to 4 years old. Henry, yeah, go ahead.
It was just like that mom over there in Utah. She had like a all-star basketball son.
Mm.
And man, he was like a 6'9", 6'10" kid. He was getting scholarship offers from everywhere. And the poor kid took the shot, and man, it swelled up paralyzed and swelled up his brain. I mean, the poor kid, he just ruined his opportunity that he had.
Well, it just killed him. I mean, why did she do it? I mean, if they were asked to, I said, you go to hell. I'll take my kid over and let him fucking try out for the NBA. Unbelievable.
But the sad thing about it, though, after the interview, she was saying that, I'm not telling people do or don't get the shot, but, you know, you got to look out for, just the amount of brainwashing when it still comes to it, and just calling it for what it is, that's what people should be doing.
I feel bad for the lady, but goddamn, this is at this point with the information out there, that was stupidity, and she should be screaming, "Don't take it! Don't do to your kid what I did to mine! I'm gonna hate myself for the rest of my fucking life," because I'm sure she will. It's just wrong, man. Unbelievable. Oh, where were we here? In total, roughly 1 million children, 1 million children under 5 years old have received the first dose. Meanwhile, 30% of over 8 million of children between 5 and 11 years old are fully vaccinated, with vaccination rates increasing with each age group, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. And, you know, they keep acting like, you know, to some of these kids, you know, they make it longer. It's going to attack different metabolisms differently. We are all fucking different. Why can't everybody get that through their head? Even the China over there, the 2 billion fucking people, it's 2 billion fucking individuals. And we, you watch, I mean, you got a kid that you let get vaxxed at like 5 years old, and at 10 years old, he starts showing symptoms. Next thing you know, at 11 or 12 years old, he's a fucking paraplegic for life if he lives, or maybe he just dies. You don't fucking know. It's never been done this way. I mean, the very idea of inoculation, you know, with the goddamn, with the smallpox, where they put they'd run the thread through a pustule and then run it through your fucking arm to give you so you'd get a taste of it, I suppose, and your antibiotics and your body would fucking take care of it and hopefully save your ass. We're going quite a strike away from that, haven't we? From desperation, because there's no desperation here. This kid that Dion's talking about, was he dying? Was this to try to save his life? No. Fuck, he was peaking. He was ready to fucking become a basketball star. And now he's dead. Like I said, if you gave your kid a shot today, oh gee, made it through a day. Keep counting. Get the calendar out. Start counting from that day. It might be fucking 10 years down the fucking line. But how many years of his life are you going to steal from him? Or how many years are you going to spend as a paraplegic or fucking with it? It's just his whole life fucked up. Maybe he can't have children. Whatever it fucking comes down to, is this shit really worth it to you on a 0.09 kill rate? God damn it!
And all the bad hearts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Goddamn, somebody's going to make some money. But again, I mean, this was a 0.09. This wasn't even going to be a bad flu season, guys. And there was no flu. But there was all this COVID-19. Lying, son of a bitches. Murdering lie. If you murder with a fucking lie, man, I think the Nuremberg trials, they hung people for that, didn't they? The ones that were telling fucking lies. This is incredible. I mean, the very thought of it, you know, the way people have said, no, you're not going to force vaccinate. No fucking buddy. Shut the fuck up and get out of the goddamn way. They've been telling them that for fucking 20 fucking years. And they can, but we need to force vaccinate. You need to force vaccinate because the goddamn population is growing to the point to where you cannot fucking control it. To where you can't have your large mountains of fucking goddamn gold as big as Mount Everest. Because they'll just come right up and fucking take it from you. You can't stop them. You can't hire enough people to stop them. So now is the time they're trying to kill us, people. Make no mistake about it. And they don't care if they're kids. I mean, goddamn, well, they're giving it to kids, so it must be. They better kill a kid than kill you because it's a useless eater that they ain't going to have to pay for as long. Don't you get it? That's the way they see you. They don't see you as a human being. They see you as something consuming what fucking they want. Oh, man. Where were we here? Excuse me a second here. All right. I think some people are just waiting to see more vaccinations of that age group. Why? Why would you be waiting to see more vaccinations of that age group? So you can already, if there's one that was fucking vaccinated 2 months ago, there's your 2 months. But what the hell's going to happen in 2 months and one day? That's what we're trying to tell you here. It used to take 7 to 8 fucking years before they'd approve something, and they were still killing the fuck out of people. My brother was killed with fucking Zantac. So they were, I mean, that was goddamn 30 fucking years old. And they were still, and it's still fun when they find out, one day you go down to get Zantac, it's all cleared off the fucking shelves. We found a carcinogen, that's what's been killing people. Oh, really? Yeah, it looks like everybody's going to get $30. Of that age group, before they decide to vaccinate their child just to make sure that it's safe. How can you make sure it's safe just because some other kid could fucking stand it? No two people are exactly alike. And the difference in metabolisms, it's just fucking, it's uncountable. And you get into, Fred's kid took it, let's see, Fred, he's 6'4". Fucking weighs 200 pounds. His wife weighs 250 fucking pounds, and she's fucking 3 foot fucking tall. I'm a fucking fit person. My wife's fit. My kid's fit. But his kids survived it. So yeah, I got to get it for my kid. I don't get it. Where in the fuck are you guys pulling this out of your brain at? You look at your child and you say, my child is perfectly goddamn healthy. Why would you stick anything in him, you dumb son of a bitch? Unbelievable. Said Dr. Sandra Bonnet, a pediatric physician advisor at VIP Star Network. Parents think that because COVID, see, then they'll use COVID. They use COVID-19, they use COVID, and they use coronavirus. Now, is COVID was that for coronavirus? Because it is. We're talking about the fucking cold. See, they keep playing these fucking word games with us. How about shove all of this up your fucking ass? Not one more kid's getting the fucking vaccination. You don't like it? Load up and do something about it, son of a bitch. Has not been a super service in kids. It's a relatively mild illness. For children, for the most part, they don't even need to do it. They're just sort of hesitant to do something that they don't particularly think is necessary. What they're telling you here And if it does, kid does get it, I mean, goddamn, the chances of them dying are just like astronomical. Probably more getting hit with lightning. But God, maybe I should get it just in case just in case lightning strikes. I mean, fuck, would you do it for lightning? Really? Maybe they would. I mean, I got down on the fucking Chinese a couple of days ago. I really flat fucking talk about how stupid they are. But I'm telling you what, I'm seeing people in this goddamn country that are as stupid as they are. Stupid! You believe any goddamn, you know that goddamn government has fucking starved you. You buried your fucking relatives from fucking goddamn famine. You know they've fucking murdered you. You buried your families from murder. But that fucking son of a bitch will stand up there and say something, found. And fucking goddamn, you just fucking, oh yes, yes, God has spoken. Yes, we'll do it. Yes, we'll do it. Fuck the consequences. I mean, dumb. This is a new kind of fucking dumb. And where it came from, I don't fucking know. Most people used to be more cautious than this. Bonnet, who works at mobile vaccination clinics primarily in New York State, said she has heard parents express concerns about the novelty of the vaccine, and its long-term side effects, as well as some who believe their child doesn't need to be vaccinated due to previous infection. Wow, that was a completely outrageous statement, man. I mean, that summed up the whole fucking thing right there in one fucking nutshell. But look at how many paragraphs they use with all these fucking percentage numbers, all these numbers they cannot fucking prove. They can't come close to proving. They just throw them out there. You can't go out and disprove them. So why are you putting them in there, you fucking propagandist piece of shit? We're trying to educate to make sure that they understand that it is safe. No, it isn't fucking safe. 6,000 people dead. Or 6 million people dead on the planet. 60,000 in the United States. That's not safe. That is a good thing to do, said Bonnet. We have had more children be hospitalized through the Omicron. See, they keep coming up with these new names. Omicron is a variation of something that doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. I don't give a fuck what they call it. Bite down. Be a goddamn man. Pump your fucking nuts up and admit it doesn't exist, and you can't have a variation of something that doesn't exist. It's an impossibility. It's physically impossible. Omicron surge more of the young children. We have had deaths in children. How many? How many fucking deaths? You love numbers so fucking much. How many? Four? Four in a whole fucking country? How many, you motherfuckers? Why wouldn't they put that number there, people, if it's such a devastating thing that's supposed to scare the piss out of me? We have had deaths in children. Roughly 1 in 10 parents say they do not believe their child needs to be vaccinated or are not worried about the virus, according to Kaiser Family Foundation. Now, they got that goddamn lie in there. 1 in 10, my fucking ass. That's a lie. And you know it's a lie. If you've been talking to people, have figured this shit out. Goddamn, we figured it out, and we're going back to it again. That's what amazes me about the fucking shit they do to us these days. They will be completely ass-fucking-busted, fucking throw their hands up in the air, yeah, okay, you caught us. And 2 months fucking later, it never leaves the headlines, just like this COVID-19 bullshit. It doesn't exist. Everybody knows it, but they keep, well, we just put it in there, and this is the reason to do this, the reason to do that. And there's just enough dumb motherfuckers. I mean, goddamn, like I said, the Chinese, there's a lot more of them. Maybe there are fucking just as dumb here. I know you'd have to be a dumb son of a bitch to put something that you do not fucking know what it will do into your fucking, think about that. Think if you went in there and you just thought, well, it would probably be a good idea to put some peroxide in here. Let's put some alcohol in here. Let's put some let's think of something else here, guys. Some baking soda in here. And let's stir it all up and put it in a syringe. I'm going to give my kid a shot of that. Would you do that? Because that's what you're fucking doing. These kind of a bitches do not know what that's going to do. That's why they want to stick it in your kid. So they can find out. They hope it. I mean, the stuff they're putting in, they're hoping it'll kick in some fucking kill agents and, you know, make their fucking heart swell and make them fucking die and get them off the goddamn, off the fucking dole roll that they've created by bringing in millions of fucking goddamn foreigners to take our fucking jobs. But hey, that's just the way it is, guys. Let's see what, one more real quick here. We can look at the headline anyway. Speaking of such, feds annually outsource over 500,000 American jobs to foreign visa workers. Now, do you think that if you had a vote in this country, a straight up one-on-one fucking vote, a national referendum, that the people of this country, the people have a right to vote, not the goddamn, I mean, you got to be an American national, you have to, and not these people that have been handed goddamn, any extra paper to fucking vote. If you weren't fucking born here, you ain't got no right to fucking vote. Do you think those people would vote to have half their fucking jobs given over to a foreigner? Do you think it? And voting, and them voting against the fucking corporate elite, that tiny little handful who makes $1 zillion off this dirty shit. Do you think they'd outvote them? Because I'm thinking they would. The number of American, oh, but it's from Breitbart, by the way. The number of American jobs outsourced to foreign visa workers each year has exploded in recent decades to more than 500,000 federal data suggests. Why in the hell don't the people go and just fucking like they treat them like the scabs of past? Get the fuck out or we'll burn you. We'll fucking do whatever it fucking takes. We will remove you from our country. These cocksuckers have no jurisdictional authority over we the people. They are operating a goddamn rogue fucking occupation is what it is. And it is in violation of the 9th article of the Supreme Spirit, Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. By God! We have the right to shoo your fucking asses out of here. Anyway, that's enough getting upset for one day, so we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, just think about this shit. How much more can you fucking take? And when they show you numbers, man, spit on them. That's what their fucking numbers are worth. And that is The Word from the Trenches.